You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. And when it comes to selling on eBay, time really is money. Here now to tell us how she gets it all done is Tiffany Neighbors, known on eBay as top-rated seller C2 Selectronics. Tiffany, how many items do you list per day?
I try to get 40 a day. I don't always hit that, but that's my goal.
How do you list so many?
It's a lot of work.
Well, I take all of my pictures one day a week, and I have, you know, a bucket for every day of the week, and then I list throughout the day. I don't typically sit down and do it all in one shot. I divide it up. You know, if dinner's in the oven, I'll go list five, or if I'm watching a show, I'll list on commercial breaks. I don't, you know, typically sit down and do it all at one time.
Do you have TV in the background or anything while you're listing? I do a lot of work with TV in the background.
Yeah, there's always noise in my house. We don't have a very quiet lifestyle,
I find that having that little bit of distraction can make a bit of a difference. I list at the TV, but I don't tend to watch it, but I love to have it in the background.
Me too.
Noise. Yeah.
Me too.
How much time do you spend? You source all your own product, correct?
Right.
So how much time do you spend doing that?
Typically, between 3 and 5 hours a week. I've gotten it down to a system. I can walk down a rack and just look at fabric, and you know that will be my first indicator as to whether or not it's something that I want to buy. I don't go through each individual piece in a rack. I just kind of walk down the rack and feel my way through. Or, you know, if I see something bright ahead of me, I'll go ahead and jump ahead to that. But, yeah, I don't spend a huge amount of time sourcing.
So what do you sell on eBay?
Mainly women's clothing. I started out, you know, selling fabric squares to quilters, and I've done electronics. But now, for the last 5 years, mainly I've done women's clothing.
Do you have an agenda every week to help you divide time between eBay and family and fun?
I really wish I could sound super smart right now and tell you, yeah, I've got it down to a science. But, you know, I have a special needs son, so I can't set everything in stone, and I can't live by a calendar. So we just kind of wing it. If, you know, I've got an extra 5 minutes, I'll devote it to eBay. But, you know, family is always first in my home, so you know, we just kind of have to roll with the punches and not really stick to a schedule.
Griff, that's one of the biggest reasons people go into having an at-home business.
Right, because they can take care of their
children. They can take care of their children, their kids. So what are some of your biggest mistakes and what did you learn from them? Sorry, Griff, I stepped on your line there.
It's okay. I'm happy.
I've made a ton of them, but I probably the worst one I ever made was when I very first started. I had a bottle of face cream that I didn't research. I just assumed, you know, it's brand new in a package, no big deal. I listed it, and come to find out, it was prescription strength.
Oh my God!
So I got a policy violation for selling drugs.
Oh, drug dealer,
no.
I laugh about it now, but for about a week I cried. But yeah, that taught me a huge lesson. Always, always, always research whatever it is you're selling, especially if it's in a niche that you're not comfortable with or you don't know anything about, because it really can come back to haunt you. And, you know, I definitely learned on that one. Anytime it's something that I've never sold before, I look it up.
Wow, that must have been... that's a terrible violation to get. I hope that was a long time ago, though, so it's now...
Yeah, it was like 7 years ago.
Ah, great. Okay. Yeah, it's... I've seen sellers get themselves into hot water unintentionally, not knowing exactly what it is they're selling, so that's important, that research part.
So I guess you had to destroy your meth lab really fast.
Right, I know.
Breaking Bad on eBay. After 10 years, do you still get that thrill of the sale?
Of course. That's what keeps me invested and keeps me interested. Is, you know, looking forward to, you know, not only finding something, but, you know, watching it and seeing where it ends. I start everything off on an auction, and then I move it over to Buy It Now. And most of my sales actually come from Buy It Now, but I still love the auction because it's a surprise and it's always different.
You know, as a buyer, I still love the auction too, but I mostly buy it now.
I do both.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, it just depends. If I find something really interesting on auction, I'll do that. But most of my buying is Buy It Now. Most of it, as a buyer.
Right.
So what are your favorite and least favorite parts of your business on eBay?
My favorite part is, you know, going out and finding product. That's probably everybody's favorite part. But it's just, it's exciting, and it's, you know, things change every day. And, you know, my next favorite part is probably dealing with the customer and, you know, getting their feedback and hearing their story of, you know, what they're going to use it for and how happy they are. Definitely my least favorite part is bookkeeping. And I'm actually in a pickle right now because we just moved to a smaller area and I've lost all of my receipts from the first half of the year. So, another lesson learned, keep your stuff organized because right now I'm paying for it.
Do you use Outright?
I actually just started using Outright before I had the old archaic method of just, you know, writing it all down and trying to figure it out and going to an accountant with a shoebox full of receipts. But Outright is awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anybody who's not using it. Super easy, calculates mileage. It's an awesome tool.
We'll still use it. We're still calling it Outright, but it's really what? GoDaddy Bookkeeping.
Yeah, GoDaddy Bookkeeping. I'm such a fan, Tiffany. I love that program. It really makes life easy.
So you mentioned that you list when you can. Is that, do you like listing, or is that one of your least favorite things?
I like listing. I've got it down to, you know, a science. It takes, you know, from start to finish on a listing without, you know, factoring in pictures and what have you. I've got it down to about 3 minutes per listing. So, you know,
kidding.
Well, she takes her pictures one day a week.
Yeah,
3 minutes? I am so jealous. But, I must have ADD or something. I can't do it that fast. I would love to.
We're speaking with Tiffany Neighbors, who is known on eBay as top-rated seller C2 Selectronics. She's a top-rated seller, and we're just kind of picking her brain to find out what's going on in her life with her eBay business. And where do you keep your inventory?
I have a garage on my property that's separate from my house that I keep everything that's listed in. And then I have a room in my home that's my photo room and processing room. You know, whenever I buy stuff, I bring it in to there, count it out, put it in tubs, and then it goes on racks, gets steamed and pictured back in a tub. And then I list it, and once I list it, I bring it back out to my garage and put it into the inventory.
I love, you know, Tiffany, this is such a coincidence. I, too, use my garage, and I'm moving my photography studio into my house for the winter. So you
right.
and I are on the same wavelength here. I think that's a good sign.
You need to finish your garage. Finish it off and make it a real place.
It's not easy. Is your garage heated, Tiffany?
It's not, but we're hoping by next year it will be because I'm actually wanting to move my photography studio out to my garage so that I can have a den.
Yeah.
Because I take up two rooms in the house. I have an office, and then I have the den that I use for photography.
I find that that's debilitating to have the business sort of like taking over your living space, which although I've been lecturing about this for years and telling people don't do it, I'm now guilty of it because I've got shirts hanging off of wardrobes in the dining room or the china closet. So it's
right.
Easier said than done, I guess.
And we women especially don't like to give up our guest rooms, even though my entire family just about almost lives in San Diego, where I live. And they never
right.
come. My mother's coming to stay for a couple of days tonight, coincidentally, but that's unusual. You know, it's the holidays. That's why she's coming over. But, you know, you should have at least a special place in your home for your business. To make it
right.
feel like a real business, you should have a special place. Even if it's your guest room, even if it's part of your den, you need one place. You shouldn't have this here, that there. You know, it's not good.
And it's also helpful to stay organized, especially with your, if nothing else, with your inventory, be organized, because there's nothing worse than writing a buyer and saying, "I'm sorry, I can't find your item." It's just bad business. So
I lost it in my den.
Right.
You know, really.
Not good.
And of course, they don't care. They just want their item.
Right.
Well, Tiffany, how long have you been selling on eBay?
I've been selling for 10 years.
How long?
10 years. I've been on eBay for 13, but only 10 of it as a seller.
And wow, what did you do before?
Before, I did restaurant management. I was in the military. You name it, I've done it.
Those are two careers that the learning and skills you pick up in those two careers will serve you well with your eBay business.
Thank you so much for being with us, Tiffany.
This was a pleasure,
Thank
Tiffany.
You.
Thanks for sharing your time and expertise with us. This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Up next, fear, faith, and fourth quarter tips. What could this mean when we all come back for more of eBay Radio?
Want to increase profits at your eBay store? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Genco Marketplace is America's largest wholesale liquidator, offering thousands of retail liquidation lots at a fraction of wholesale, including the brand name merchandise your customers want. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GENCO Marketplace.com/eBay.
You're invited to a free webinar hosted by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping, PageMage, eBay Radio, Stamps.com, TerraPeak, and Cabbage. Join Mark Fagiano, founder and CEO of TaxJar. Learn about collecting sales tax in multiple states, the general rules for online sellers, and more. The webinar is free Wednesday, December 11th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Sign up today. Go to PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars. That's PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars. Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
You know your customers want free shipping, but then there's the uh-oh moment caused by the realization that you hadn't factored the cost of shipping and handling into your pricing. Before you even list an item for sale, be sure to weigh it and calculate the cost of postage and packaging materials so that you know exactly how much the total cost will be. Add additional packaging if there's any doubt in your mind about its shipworthiness. Doing these calculations up front helps you determine if this particular item should be listed with free, calculated, or flat rate shipping. Your uh-oh moment could be turned into a moment instead.
This tip is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
So you've poked around and found the next hot item to list in your eBay store. That's awesome, but you'd like more information about how similar products are moving. It's time to sign up for TerraPeak's free trial, and here's why. TerraPeak's got pricing and sales info on everything sold on eBay for the past 12 months. That's cool, and it will help make smarter product sourcing decisions. TerraPeak has lists of hot sellers across all of eBay and also by category. That's smart. Then there's choosing the right words for search optimization and for writing listings that sell. TerraPeak helps with that. TerraPeak provides reliable market insight into your eBay opportunities. And there's that free trial thing again. TerraPeak, you really should check them out. People who use TerraPeak swear by it because it makes product research a whole lot easier. Go to TerraPeak.com and get the free trial today.
A Thanksgiving factoid.
Here's a Thanksgiving greeting. May your stuffing be tasty. May your turkey plump. May your potatoes and gravies have nary a lump. May your yams be delicious and your pies take the prize. And may your Thanksgiving dinner stay off your thighs. Happy Thanksgiving.